B'tochen for Life, Shin number 306, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Truma. We are explaining that the purpose of Etzara Rachmana Litzlan is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Mirtz Hashem, that is the source for the Yeshua. And we explain that that is the main reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us Etzara Chas V'Shalom. And one of our listeners reached out that Rachmana Litzlan, there was a tzara, that a Sefer Torah was burned, and he wants to know what is the proper approach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? And we have to realize that we don't necessarily know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But the first thing we can do is look at our relationship with Hashem. Do we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us? Do we feel the ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us? If we have room to improve in that, we don't need to look any further. That is the first step when we want to make a chizik. Whenever Rachmana Litzlan is in Eitz Tzara, the Eitz Tzara makes sure to distract people. And he gets everybody to walk around and say, we all have to do tshuva. But then what happens? Usually nothing. We talk and we discuss how we all have to do tshuva, and then we go back to normal life. Is that the purpose of the tzara? The reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom sent the tzara chas v'shalom is that we should talk about how we have to do tshuva? That's not the purpose. The purpose is to do something, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the obvious first step is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu real, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, which is the Simcha of Adar. When a person feels the Simcha of Adar, even though there are difficult situations going on, that means he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Bracha. And no matter how difficult the situation seems to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can turn it around, v'nahapachu, and bring us a Yeshua. And the truth is, we see it in the story of Amalek, which is this week's Parsha, Parsha Zachar. In the story of Amalek, which is brought in Parshas Bishalach, the Pasuk says right before the story of Amalek, Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst us or not? And then the next Pasuk says, Vayavay Amalek. And Chazal explained the reason why Amalek came was because Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. They didn't feel the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst them. Whatever that means, because we're talking about a very high level, but practically speaking for ourselves, we know exactly what that means. When a person doesn't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that calls the shots, that means to say, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. And if the purpose of Parsha Zachar and the purpose of the Day of Purim is to get rid of Amalek, the first step is to get rid of the thing that brought Amalek in the first place. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. If Klal Yisrael were not aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, that's why Amalek came. That's why Amalek came then. That's why Amalek came in the story of Purim. That's why Amalek always comes. Amalek comes to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And when we forget about it, Chas V'Shalom, he comes to remind us. That's the purpose of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. To remember the story of Amalek, to get rid of Amalek. To drive into our minds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the purpose of Parsha Zachar and the Day of Purim. To live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu real, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu exist in our life. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, Amalek doesn't.